Farrah Fawcett's lustrous locks greeted me each morning when I was a teenager, as did Raquel Welch, clad in a torn and clingy wet blouse, her bright eyes shining right at me. Both sex goddesses and best-selling pinup babes adorned my ceiling on two posters I bought at Treasure City, a local department store in Bloomfield, Connecticut. Fawcett and Welch were the Betty Grable and Rita Hayworth of my pulsating teen years. My parents still joke that I've always had a fondness for the opposite sex, so slapping up the posters made logical and biological sense. My 13-year-old son Miguel, on the other hand, has not yet shown much interest in girls at all. He never approached anyone at the sixth-grade school dance last year. He blended into his surroundings and danced almost quietly with a cluster of boys. He ordered me not to acknowledge him in any way. No nods, no smiles, no waves, and definitely, most definitely, he said, no dancing. He also said I couldn't even tap my feet or sway to the music. His life so far has basically revolved around boys, sports, and video games. Until now. A few weeks back, Miguel mentioned Megan Fox, an actress from the Transformer movies. He burbled she was hot and sexy. Then he asked me to buy two posters of her for his bedroom. My late wife, Verna, before or after her double mastectomy, would never have allowed these posters into the house. At some point in the next year or so, Miguel and I will talk about young females, sex, and how to treat women. We will also discuss objectifying women. For now, though, I will let him revel in having Megan Fox on his ceiling as an adolescent symbol of lust and excitement. Farrah Fawcett and Raquel Welch above my bed didn't hinder me. I turned out well enough to treat Miguel's mother for more than two decades with all the respect she deserved as a woman and a person, which he witnessed for 12-plus years. Those lessons will be the ones he absorbs most. With a perspective, I'm Stephen Friedman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.